it is recognized that there are many cases where an engineering study determines that pedestrians may be present at a signalized intersection, but there may be a legitimate need to restrict pedestrian movements across one or more of the approaches due to the following reasons. First, physical restrictions that prohibit pedestrian activity as specified in ADA Title II, that is, sidewalks less than 3 feet wide or shoulders less than 4 feet wide. Next, where pedestrian accommodations should not be installed for an approach due to pedestrian crash history or geometrics.